I promised I'd speak to, or we'd be speaking to Michael Matthews, the director of Five Fingers for Marseille, a brilliant film, a Western-style African film with some amazing actors, with Mabaso, with, what's his name? Warren Masimula, Vuyo Dabula, Hamilton Dlamini, some hectic South African actors. And I just want to welcome Michael Matthews on the show. Hello, Michael.
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm good,
I am fantastic. Listen, I watched the trailer of the movie, and I must say I am taken aback at the quality of the movie. It seems like it's an international film. Like, you know, it was shot in some other great Western country, but it's actually a South African film. And my very first reaction was Five Fingers for Marseille. That sounds like a European film. So that's a little bit about the title, Five Fingers for Marseille.
Yeah, I mean, it was really to do with reflecting our post-colonial history. So we've got all these tiny nowhere towns throughout South Africa, like Barcelona, Rome, Marseille, Paris.
Mm.
And we just found that to be quite an interesting starting point. So we have, there is a real Marseille, and there is a township attached to that. And in modern South Africa now, where we've gotten to, you've kind of a lot of these originally displaced people that have formed the township, and they are now the town that is now their town. So you kind of have these strange Marseille and Barcelona and Rome, which sort of reflect, I guess, where our history and what we've all been through.
Mm-hmm. And that for me is pretty interesting to see the impact of colonial language. Of, I mean, I know Marseille is an area in France, you know, so colonial language, you know, towns like Rome, Italian influence, and Barcelona, Spanish influence. For me, it's hectic. Just tell us a little bit about the story of the movie. The way I understand it is that it's a Western style movie, but that's the only clue that I got. Tell us a little bit about the story of the movie.
Sure. So we started by just watching tons of different Westerns and getting inspired by all the, like, early Westerns, and then through the revisionist ones and, like, Japanese ones and the Italian ones, and kind of, in a way, many countries around the world have all done their version of what the Western is.
Mm.
And then we sort of just took that and kind of created an archetypal kind of storyline that where the characters sort of strong and heroic and sort of represent that Western storyline,
yeah.
But then completely, you know, transpose it into a South African modern day setting. If we set it in the Eastern Cape in sort of a rural small town, and so everything about it's kind of modern day real South Africa, just like slightly heightened into the Western sort of feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to find out. You mean you said that you took all these Western style films and you looked at them, you scrutinized them. To me, it seems like you are reinventing the Western style movie. I mean, my understanding is that it's one of the first African Western films. Am I coming to a premature conclusion? Because I think it's brilliant. Are you looking at reinventing completely the Western style of movies?
Thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, There were, in the 80s, there were a lot of these sort of B-grade movies getting made, and some of them, they did these, like, black African westerns, but they were quite jokey and over the top.
Mm.
And I would say it's definitely the first time South African cinema, or Africa as a whole, potentially, has done more of, like, a serious modern-day western. And I think what was kind of important to us also, I mean, the western sort of, like, helps you imagine what kind of movie it might be, but at the same time, it's really just a modern-day crime thriller that's got a Western sort of slant to it that sort of helps it have more of this heightened genre feeling to it.
All right, this sounds so interesting. Right, we're going to take a small break and we're going to come back and chat more about the movie. However, in the meantime, we're going to give you your traffic up. Shotgun Face out of the blue here on Sucks FM 107.2. It's brilliant stuff. The movie Five Fingers for Marseille is out today in cinema, so you should actually go and watch it. It's a great, great film. We've got the director on the line. We're speaking to Michael Matthews. Michael, just in terms of because after seeing the trailer, I mean, it just hinted at some socio-political issues that it touches on in South Africa. Can you just elaborate on some of these issues? Because I heard something about land. And it talks about, like, settlers. I remember one of the phrases that says that there was us, then the settlers came. Something like that.
Yes. Yeah, I think, I mean, ultimately it's an entertaining genre movie, so we didn't want to end up trying to make a movie that felt like it was overly issue-driven and, you know, that's what the story's about. So on the surface level, I think lots of people can watch it and just see it as a cool, kind of entertaining action western. But at the same time, you know, thematically, hopefully we've dealt with some more important things in it. And I would say the main overarching thing is kind of the damage, the post-colonial damage that's been done that sort of keeps recycling and surfacing in different ways. And I think people think we can move past that sort of stuff quicker than we can, you know? And ultimately it's about the first 15 minutes of the movie is about these teenage kids in the early 90s near the end of apartheid, and their small town is under a lot of oppression from the cops because they're feeling under a lot of pressure because sort of they're getting outweighed by the actual community now, and they can tell things are shifting, and so they're taking the aggression out on the community. And these kids end up they kind of band themselves together and call themselves the Five Fingers, and they end up, the one ends up doing something he shouldn't have done, and it's like a big violent act, and it sort of sends the whole group into turmoil. And then the real story picks up 20 years later in the modern day now, and they're all adults, you know, in their late 30s. One's become the mayor of that town, one's the police chief, one's pastor in the church, and our main character, Tau, is from, he ran away and he went to Joburg, became a renowned sort of gangster outlaw, and he's returning home. And then the real story sort of starts, and that's basically, in a way, outside of the surface entertainment story, it's about these characters all having to deal with the stuff they've been through in the past and the different ways it affects them and the different ways that oppression and that sort of having to fight for your freedom like recycles back, and sort of the guilt and the difficulties from the past kind of aren't dealt with that easily.
Talk to us a little bit about the language. The movie is predominantly done in Sotho, and there's a little bit of Xhosa. Was it a challenge with the language and with translation and with getting the right language in the right context? Was that a challenge, or was it something that you basically had lots of help with?
There were different challenges to it. There was, you know, trying to make the film, because we basically wanted to elevate the budget to more than the usual South African film, to kind of give it the scale and the production quality and all that, so that it really could shine internationally as well as locally. And in doing that, we went internationally trying to find co-producers and partners and financing, and we hit that challenge of it being all mostly in Sotho and all local actors. Again and again, there were opportunities where if we made it, you know, 80% English, or if we brought one or two American actors, we could get the money. And we just managed to stick to our guns, and it, you know, it took us 8 years to make the movie, and we finally got there. But so that was one aspect of the challenge. And then obviously, being a white director, there's a whole different challenge of me feeling like I'm making a movie about a culture that's not my own, you know.
Sort of cultural appropriation, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we were very aware of that early on and didn't want to fall into any traps of some kind of ignorance of the way we handle it. So we were always really open and honest about what we were trying to do, and involved Mama Kwena Makhena, who's a scriptwriter and a linguist, actually, who got involved with us and helped us translate the lines into what, you know, to get the real meaning of the lines as opposed to any direct translations and that sort of thing. And then we involved the actors early on. Some of them, like Vuya Dabula, we cast even 5 years ago. And so they got involved with their characters, and we kind of gave them all their lines once we thought they were where they should be. We gave them to all the actors and said, you guys take them on and own it now. It's your characters. You would know better what you feel is right. And so a lot of them changed their lines themselves and then brought it back to us, and then we went through it with Mama Kwena again. And so there was a lot of process that went through it, so that we weren't discussing the stuff on set. We were all pretty confident on location that we all were happy with where the film was, you know.
That's really brilliant. And seeing a film of that quality, again, I'll talk about the quality and the production quality and the cinematography and the editing and, you know, the scenes. Personally, I'm a person who loves visuals, and looking at the light and the dark, for me it was amazing seeing a film of that quality. And speaking about the quality of such a film, a South African film, I've often wondered, and I saw the same thing with Inkleba, the one that was done with Nakane Touré. I noticed that films get screened first in like Toronto, the Toronto Film Festival, and in Belgium and in Germany before they get screened first in South Africa. Is there a particular reason to that?
Yeah, I think it's quite a long conversation, but I guess there's a few reasons. But one of the big ones is that what's quite interesting is that South Africans still feel like things have to make it elsewhere to form the respect here. You hear South African films nominated for an Oscar and stuff, then everyone pays attention to it. But until then, people just have an assumption that it's maybe not that good. Or I think we still, as South Africans, don't just take pride in knowing that's ours. I want to check it out. I think it looks cool. I don't care what anyone else thinks.
It's a problem.
We still have this thing where you've got to kind of make it elsewhere and bring it back.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, you know, with Five Fingers, we wanted the world to see it and it to get distribution internationally and all that. And so those recognizable platforms like Toronto and London, where we showed the film, are sort of your bouncing board, like the starting point for getting the film out there. And those festivals won't show it once it's premiered somewhere else. So it becomes quite an elite thing where you have to show it first there before, you know?
Yeah. Well, I really encourage the public to go and view this film. I think it's a really well done film. Like I said before. So thank you very much to you, Michael Matthews, for directing that film. Any future prospects for more film directing in South Africa?
Yeah, I mean, outside of myself, there's a really great new wave of younger filmmakers who are just starting to do their first films and sort of pushing the industry in a new direction. So I think it's really important for audiences to get out there and support and watch the films, because that's what kind of creates the cycle of being able to make more and changes the perspective that our movies aren't that good.
Yeah.
But then personally, we have I've got a movie called Apocalypse Now Now, which is hopefully we'll be shooting next year, which is like a dark fantasy set in Cape Town. It's very different to Five Fingers, but it's also completely South African, based on a South African book, and that should be good fun.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Michael Matthews. That's Michael Matthews, the director of one of the coolest, newest South African movies. It's called Five Fingers for Marseille. It's out today in cinemas, I strongly suggest that you go and watch it.
Tux FM 107.2. We're pretty awesome.